Radio 1. So 15 minutes of fame.
15 minutes of fame on a Friday night with me, Pete Tong, and we're joined by, quite simply, one of the most prolific producers in modern electronic music, Toronto's Joel Zimmerman, a.k.a. DeadMau5. How are you?
Very good. I remember it used to be DeadMau5, a.k.a. Joel Zimmerman.
Right. Bigging up your other name now. I'm so happy you're on this show. I thought you didn't do interviews anymore. Now, you've had quite a huge run of gigs, Rocknest, Sonar, but this weekend, the big one, BBC Radio 1's Hackney Weekend. What can we expect from your performance?
Lots of lights, lots of products. We're coming in hot with the whole big new production that we, you know, kind of toured in the States. I guess somewhat similar, not set-wise, but at least look-wise from last time, except we've augmented it a bit with some more gear.
Now, when you first kind of came out and started going on the road, I mean, obviously that before you, years ago, the Prodigy, the Chemical Brothers, Underworld, and that. But you were kind of the first one from North America. I can't say the United States; you're Canadian. That really kind of took it to another level. Do you sit back and think now, what the hell have I done?
In terms of like, do I regret it? No, but I mean, what have I done? As in, yeah, I'm going to be very busy for the next 10 years. You know, because I'm so hooked on this and I love doing it. And I can't really see myself really sitting in a studio all the time, at least doing one good tour a year, you know. And every time I do that now, I'm going to have to obviously at least make a valiant effort to push the envelope on that production, you know, and do some big gnarly thing.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, it's like I've created a monster. But it's got a good seat on it, you know?
We're going to play some music, and you're the first person to come on 15 Minutes of Fame who hasn't actually picked any tunes, so we're going to make you do it on the spot. So the first one is the one you've made. I've picked it because it's the Velt. Just tell us how you found the singer. I know it's the story's been told, but I want to hear it from you, yourself.
I have read the story by Ray Bradbury, who recently passed away, unfortunately.
He did.
Just 2 weeks ago, not even. Very tragic, but his work is kind of, at least in North America, or where I'm from in Canada, it's mandatory high school reading, and I don't know, you know, I just kind of got on that vibe while I was writing the track, and I was thinking, wow, it's really cool, and so I named the track So as I was creating it, you know, on a live web feed, and, you know, just had, you know, an out loud thought on camera and said, you know, it'd be really great to have a male vocal on this, because I just, you know, really haven't had a good male vocal ever. It's usually prominently a female vocal dominated world. So, watching the Twitter feed, looking at, you know, comments and, you know, trying to explain what I'm doing and all that stuff. And, a link pops up from Chris James. He's like, hey, I just did some shoegazer type vocals on this track that you uploaded, and let me know what you think. And, you know, just clicked on it and he nailed it, but not in the way that, you know, like he's very talented and he has a great voice on that, and it really fit the mood. But it was also in the songwriting process that really impressed me more.
Isn't it a bit weird when you've made a record with someone you don't know though? You might not like him. You're gonna have to hang out one day, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but it's, you know, I can always leave.
Have you met him?
No, he's a good kid. He really is. He's you know what's funny about that is because you listen to people's demos, you think they're just, you know, everyone's got this little story about them, and it's really interesting to kind of learn and new ones about new people. And this kid, Chris James, is a very talented guy. His father's an engineer, and you know, he's a big gear nut too, and he's been songwriting for a lot of people for a very long time, even, you know, kind of before it. So it's not really his big first thing ever. It's just kind of like another break in his hopefully, you know, long career of doing what he loves to do. So it's really interesting to kind of pick up on someone's story, like, just by connecting in that way.
We'll be right back. Velt from Deadmau5, track number one on 15 Minutes of Fame with Deadmau5. You are playing Hackney this coming weekend. We're all very excited about that. Can I just say, you seem to attract these people. You just have this thing about attracting these geeky kind of producer characters that all seem to kind of blow up, like Rob Swire, like Skrillex. You still out there looking hard, or they just find you?
You know, as with the Velt, I mean, it also works the other way, like where, you know, someone will give me a fully produced demo, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool, Skrillex. Let's try this out, see what happens. And I remember, like, facepalming huge after taking him on tour at the first gig, because it's like, what have I done?
You've always been an incredibly open artist. Social media has been very important in the whole kind of rise of Deadmau5. So you're still as much a fan of Twitter and Facebook and whatever's the next thing?
Absolutely. And I don't think that'll ever change. And my theory behind this whole thing is that, you know, it can work wonders for you as long as you don't do anything phony with it, you know? Because people would find it so much easier to connect to a person than a peddler, you know?
All right, track number two is a track that you've remixed, and we really haven't rehearsed this, so come on, tell me, what's your favorite remix that you've done?
Well, if we're not going by, like the best artistry thing, but the one I actually have most fun on was the Foo Fighters remix. Very so seldom that I get remix requests or something like that for something that isn't dance music, you know, and then it becomes like kind of a challenge and fun, and it was interesting. So that goes down in my like list of favorites. Deadmau5 on 15 Minutes of Fame with a quite brilliant remix of the Foo Fighters. Just bringing us up to date, Joel, new music. How's the writing? Is there another album, another single? What's next? Well, there's another album coming out. Of course, I've been saying that for the last few years. Actually, you know, it's funny. I just got an email today about my management with a lovely track listing of approximately 12 tracks that will be going on the album. Some of which you may have never heard, some of which you possibly would have heard, but just didn't quite get released the way they should have. So, yeah, that's cool. I'm just liking the approval process of that right now, so I'm not going to give away too much, but that's what's going on.
And how's Skrillex? You bump into him much? I mean, you put out some of his early records.
He's been awfully quiet. I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him around. He doesn't tweet me anymore. I don't know. But I can imagine it. I'm sure he's fine. He's just, you know, really busy, obviously.
Doesn't he owe it all to you?
No.
No.
No, he owes it to himself. He owes it to his fans.
He's almost works more days of the year than you do, or he has done in the past.
I bet he does, actually. He does now.
That's crazy.
Good for him, though.
Okay. Now, you've got to do one final choice here. So just something you're into right now. It can be as random and balearic and off.
Can I pull it out from the past?
You can pull it from the past, from the future, from down the street, if you like.
Okay. I've been playing James Holden's remix of Breathe On.
That's a choice.
By his the Britney Spears remix that James Holden did.
Bizarre. You've been playing that in your set?
No. It's great.
It's great. I'm trying to reach for it now. I'm just trying to think. I missed
go
that
find
one.
It. It's a solid track. I play it. I love it. And everyone's like always like, is this? It turns a lot of heads when I play it to like kind of a poppier crowd, like in Vegas, because they know the Breathe On song by Britney, but they don't quite know James Holden. But and they're like, what is going on here? I love it. And it's such a lovely track. It's really good.
It's been brilliant having you on the show. You're on great form. You're always a great entertainer as well. You could have a kind of.
You should do this for a living.
You should have a chat show or something.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think so. It could be.
I'll leave it on the.
You could do. Oh, obviously it'll be on that somehow. All right, Joel Zimmerman, thank you.
Thank you.
Pete on 15 Minutes of Fame.
Many thanks to Deadmau5. Wasn't he nice? Nice and relaxed. And look at that, revealing that he's a fan of the one and only Britney Spears. Well, aren't we all?